So let's go back and talk about signal and noise here. So so these are general engineer, like, you know, electrical engineering terms that carry over in popular discourse. So, you know, signal is whatever it is that you want to transmit. You know, if we were broadcasting this class, you know, my voice would be the signal. And, you know, noise is something else. It's really just another signal. You know, it might be the, you know, the sound of people typing on their keyboard even, or it could just be the air conditioning vents, or that some, maybe some of the echoes. But it's some other signal that's interfering with the same signal that you're really trying to transmit. That's what noise means. And, you know, some of this is just random. You know, this is if we're talking about speech, this is an acoustic phenomenon. It comes from vibrations in the air. There are all kinds of vibrations in the air that come from other sources, drafts, and other things. There's random noise, and that's generally what we think of when we talk about noise. This is the kind of noise that arises from natural sources. If it was an electromagnetic signal, you know, a light signal or a radio wave or something like that, then noise might be, you know, stuff that's showering down on the Earth from exploding stars billions of miles away, or lightning strikes, or other things that generate a certain amount of radio frequency radiation. But sometimes it's, you know, it's just a different signal that is intentional as far as somebody else is concerned, but it's not the one that you're principally interested in. So we'll come back to that later. So, you know, I mean, but here's the sort of, you know, homely example. So, you know, if you're in a party, you call a party noisy, even though all of the noise is other people's conversations, which to them are, you know, as far as they're concerned, you're the noise and they're the signal. Right? So you just have to realize that there's not an absolute difference between signal and noise. It's all relative to what the intention of the transmission is. Okay, so channel capacity is a quantity in bits per second. It's how many bits per second you can put through a communication path. And, you know, as a general principle, noise reduces channel capacity, right? You have if a channel gets noisy, you're not going to be able to transmit as many bits down it per second. We're going to kind of explore what the relationship is there. So again, if you take the party metaphor, right? If the noise is soft, it's easy to pick out the signal. It's only when the noise rises that the signal gets hard to hear. If the noise is loud, it can introduce errors in the signal. You could miss a word, for example. The noise level affects the channel capacity in a quantifiable way. So that's what we're going to home in on here. Now, even if the signal is noise, now we're going to go back a month now in this course and to remind you that we actually know that while the noise may lower the channel capacity, which is what we're about to explore, we know from what we did earlier in the course, that even if there's potential for errors that are the result of noise, that you can code the signal, if it's digital, in order to lower the error rate to be as low as you want. Right? So that's the Shannon's channel coding theorem. You can make the error rate as close to zero as you want, as long as the rate at which bits are transmitted does not exceed the channel capacity. So you've got a channel capacity, can be lowered because of noise, but you can, you know, once you know what the channel capacity is, you can code the data in such a way that it nonetheless arrives essentially perfectly, or as close to perfectly as you are willing to, as you'd like, as long as you use the right kind of channel coding to, you know, all that error correcting code stuff and we talked about earlier. Okay? So here we go. So now, signal-to-noise ratio. There's a term people have, you know, you've probably heard because it's gone into the popular language. So loudness and signal-to-noise are related to their power. We talked about that, and here's the key parameter. Here is the ratio of the signal power to the noise power. And that's the signal-to-noise ratio. So these two numbers, S and N, they're measured in power units, right? Energy per second, energy over time. And the ratio is a pure number, right? You can just divide two numbers one by each other, both have the same units, you wind up with a pure number that doesn't have any units on it at all. So the higher the signal-to-noise ratio, the clearer the signal. The lower the signal-to-noise ratio, the noisier the signal, the less clear the signal is. And the higher signal-to-noise ratio in a communication, the higher channel capacity you're going to have. So let's, you know, you sometimes see things like this that are associated with, I think this came off a, this is a tag wasn't a radio, it was like a CD player or something like this. And it's just told, says, you know, sound output SNR less than 90 dB unweighted, typical when sound playback is from hard disk drive or main memory. And, you know, playing sound output from CD SNR less than 80 dB unweighted nominals. Okay, so we won't say exactly what that means, but you see these references to SNRs, and these numbers that are measured in dB. So you gotta understand what dBs are. So SNRs are pure numbers, but they're usually presented not as a pure number, but as their base 10 logarithm in decibels.